has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. Boy, the weekends go fast, don't they? It's Monday morning. It's July 29th. It's almost August. Do you know where your portfolios are? Do you know where your sectors are? Do you know where your asset classes are? Well, we're here to point out where the best ones are. That's the job that I have every morning from 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time until 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The markets have just opened and we're slightly down. The Dow right now is down 4 points to 15,554. The S&P 500 is down a point, 1,690. Maybe we'll see 1,700 this week. Never know. The NASDAQ is down 1.5 points to 3,611. Let's see, what are those interest rates doing? Because they've sure been bothersome recently. Holding steady today at 2.58, but you know what? Obviously, we are up a lot from the lows that we saw a year ago. Oil is holding steady at $107 per barrel. It's up 9 cents this morning. The euro is also holding steady at 1.32. Earnings season continues in earnest. We're having a lot of earnings coming in, and we'll have another big week this week. And then it starts to ratchet down and taper off. Oh, I don't want to use that word, taper. That's the word that got the market in trouble here several weeks ago. But earnings season will start to die down probably after next week sometime. We're going to talk the first quarter of the show today about getting through earnings season. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We have August just around the corner. We have the markets that continue on their 4.5-year run. We call that a bull market, but it's not everywhere, is it? It's not the bond market. It's not the gold market. It's not the emerging markets. It's right here in America. It's the U.S. stock markets. It's the S&P 500. It's the Dow. It's the NASDAQ. It's the S&P 600, which are small cap stocks. It's the S&P 400, which are mid cap stocks. And pretty much anything outside of that is not performing at all. It's a very narrow market this year, and being in the right places in the market is absolutely vital to the performance of your portfolio. Now, we are in the throes of earnings season. We had, obviously, a whole slew of earnings last week, including Apple's earnings, which were highly anticipated. And this week, we'll have another slew of earnings that come in. How do you deal with earnings season? Well, you know, here's the facts of the matter, and here's the reality of it. On the one hand, you can have companies that report earnings that exceed expectations. Analysts were looking for 27 cents per share. They came in at 32 cents per share, and they guided higher for the following year. That happened with one of my stocks last week on assignment, the Calabasas Temp Agency, ASGN, a stock that I own in my small cap aggressive growth accounts. On assignment, reported results for the second quarter last week that beat analyst estimates, and they guided higher for the coming year. And what happens to the stock almost immediately? The stock bolts higher. Why is that? Because stocks trade on expectations. And when expectations go up, the stock price follows immediately behind it. You see, when a company comes in and beats their quarterly earnings estimates, we normally revise our annual earnings estimates. And when we revise our annual earnings estimates higher, and we're still applying the same multiple to those earnings, well, the target price goes higher and the stock goes higher almost immediately. Now, on the flip side of that, companies can come in and they can miss their earnings estimates. Well, I've had that happen before. I had a stock on my radar last week and I used it as an example in my newsletter. Luckily, I never pulled the trigger and bought the stock, but it was one that was on my radar, Abaxis, ABAX. They came in and reported earnings that disappointed the street, that didn't live up to expectations. And the stock was down $9 per share after they reported earnings. In fact, right when they report earnings, the stock starts moving immediately. Most times it's in the after hours, after the regular market has closed. But there's a very thinly traded market that's mostly used by institutions called after hours trading. And those stocks will start moving wildly in the after hours. Now, having said that, on the one hand, you have a chance for your stock to beat earnings estimates and bolt higher, but you also have that downside risk of a stock missing earnings estimates and collapsing to the downside. Or a company could come in right about where expected and basically not really budge one way or the other. Point number one, how reliable are the analyst estimates that I rely on to project my 5-year target prices? Well, you'll notice that when most companies report earnings, they're within a penny or two of the analyst expectations. It's only the very odd one that once in a while misses by a wide margin that the analysts were way wrong on. But for the most part, the analyst estimates are pretty doggone close because they're receiving guidance from the company, number one. The company doesn't want to give misleading guidance, number two, because that'll get the CEO in a whole lot of hot water if he's misleading the street. And number three, if anything, companies sandbag the analyst to temper the earnings estimates so they could come in and beat the earnings estimates. So the answer to the question, how reliable are the analyst estimates? Well, they're the best thing that we have to go on. And actually, they're pretty darn reliable. They actually come in pretty close to the numbers that are expected. Okay, now the other issue that I'd like to talk about as it relates to earnings estimates. Some people say, Bill, why don't you sell the stock in front of earnings and then buy it back after the earnings estimates or after the earnings report? Well, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, if you own 25 stocks, you don't want to sell all your 25 stocks and then if they do well, buy them back. It's just something that's part of being invested in the market, the quarterly earnings estimates. It happens 4 times per year. I mean, do you really 4 times per year want to sell your whole portfolio and then buy it back a few days later? That makes little sense. Now, I can see if you're a trader and you're trading just one stock and the earnings estimates are coming up and you've got a lot of money at risk. Well, that's a whole different ball game. I don't play that game. I'm more of an intermediate to long-term investor looking for the best stocks in the market. So the way I look at earnings season, you know what? It's just part of it. It's just part of being in the market, just like corrections. Part of being in the market. We just went through a 7.5% correction in the market, and now guess what? We're at or near new all-time highs again. And you soon forget that 7.5% correction that you just went through. But having said that, when companies do report earnings, it's good to reevaluate them at that time, isn't it? We check and see if they're on track. When I give these 5-year target prices, I usually add in the disclaimer. Well, that's if the company can keep up the pace that they've been going at over the last 5 years and the pace that they're expected to go at. Well, we get to check on them every 3 months, don't we? We get to peek into their books. Are they ahead of schedule? Are they on schedule? Or are they falling behind schedule? And it causes for a reevaluation of every individual stock in your portfolio. So you know what? Earnings season is definitely a little bit more volatility than during non-earning season. But it's just something that you're going to have to put up with from time to time being a owner of stocks. Lastly, I would say this, earning season can go the other way too. You can have these big surprises and explode to the upside. And if you sold your stock before earning season, you're going to whine and you're going to cry and you're going to say, "Why did I sell my stock? Look at it, it's up 27% today." This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We're overcast here this morning and cool, probably 66 degrees, 67 degrees. I was in the Phoenix area over the weekend, 108, and humid, as there was a little thunder shower activity in the area. What a difference. I mean, we're 40 degrees cooler here at the coastline, and I read the fishing reports over the weekend, and starting to finally get some fish within range of us little guys in our fishing boats, as opposed to the guys in the big boats that can go down 127 miles down the coastline. So we're getting excited here. Fishing fever. Going to have to take a few days off here to get some of those bluefin tuna on the barbecue. All right, let's get back to the market here. Here is the question. Here is the $64 million question. Is the 4.5-year-old bull market still intact? Is that important or not? It's very important. Why? Because that's the primary trend of the market. What is the primary trend of the market? That determines almost everything. That determines our strategy of how we're going to attack this market. You say, what do you mean 4.5 years? We've had all kinds of problems along the way. We had fiscal cliff issues. We've had just one problem right after another. What do you mean 4.5 years? Well, you know what? 4.5 years ago, in a little town far away, no, the S&P 500 was at 666. Today it's at almost 1,700. 4.5 years ago. That's a big, big move in the market. That's a historic move in the market. That's been a tremendous opportunity that you've had to make up lost ground in your 401k. Your 401k should be a 901k right now. It's been good. It's been good in many areas. But along the way, that 4.5-year period of time, the action has shifted from place to place, mostly among the asset classes. But if we look at the market where it was 4.5 years ago, draw a point. Put a point there at 666. Then where it's at today, almost 1,700, it hasn't been a straight line. You can't connect those two dots on your graph. Wouldn't it be nice if it was a straight line? No. But the trend line is a straight line. You can draw a straight line on the trend line where the bottoms are. Connect the bottoms over the last 4.5 years. You're going to have to find a 5-year chart of the market. You're going to have to get a little pencil, nice sharp pencil and a ruler, and connect the bottoms, and you'll be able to draw a straight trend line which points in which direction. It points up. That's another name for a bull market. Very simple. You hear the term bull market. What is it? It's a primary uptrend. Conversely, a bear market is when you connect the bottoms like you do now in the gold market or in the bond market, and the primary trend is down. That's called a bear market. It's as simple as that. The point is this. We are still in a primary uptrend or bull market. How important is that knowledge to know? How important has it been to know for the last 4.5 years? Well, if you had $66,000 in the market back then in the S&P 500, you have almost $170,000 today. That's pretty important to know, isn't it? And until that trend breaks, could be tomorrow, it could be next week, we take it a week at a time, a day at a time, a sector at a time, a stock at a time, an asset class at a time. For now, stepping back and looking at the big picture, the 4.5-year bull market is still intact. Now, there's those out there and say, I missed the thing. Darn it. I missed this bull. Well, you know what? It's never too late, I believe, in life to admit your mistakes, correct your mistakes, and move on with life. In other words, you should be participating in this until further notice, because at some point this will end. But for now, 4.5 years. I sound like a broken record. I come on every early in the week when I reevaluate the big picture of the market and I say the bull market's still intact. Well, that's a good thing if you're in it. But the bull market's not intact everywhere, is it? No. I showed a chart of the bond market. Is it in a primary uptrend? No. For the last 13, 14 months, it's been in a primary downtrend. How much further does that downtrend have to go? Nobody knows. But it's certainly not good to buy anything that's in a downtrend. The bond market is in a downtrend. And I've said my piece, but I'll probably say it many more times. I am not a believer in asset allocation, which says that you should remain in the bond market, depending upon your age, with no regard whatsoever for interest rates and what the economy is doing or what the world is doing. That makes absolutely no sense to me. That's like saying you should go into battle, march forward, even if you're outnumbered. The guys, other guys have weapons and you don't. Just keep going forward because, you know, that's logic. No. No. I just do not believe in that. The bond market is not in a bull market. Neither are the emerging or international markets. Take a look at a symbol VWO, which is the Vanguard Emerging Market Index, and you'll see that it's in a horrible downtrend. It's not in a bull market. Take a look at China. FXI. It's not in a bull market. It's in a horrible downtrend. Take a look at gold. Take a look at silver. It's not in a bull market. It's in a horrible downtrend. They're not in bull markets. Which asset class do you want to have your exposure in right now? Well, I've got it all spread out, Gunderson. I've got 60% in bonds. I've got 15% in the emerging markets. I've got 7% in gold as my inflation hedge, and the rest I've got in the stock market. Well, you're probably flat, maybe even down a little bit this year with the portfolio like that. Yeah, you say, but I can't lose too much when the market goes south because something in my asset allocation will be doing well. I don't believe in that. I believe in moving amongst the asset classes that are doing well in the market and avoiding the asset classes that are doing very, very poorly. And it's not like it happens all of a sudden. We usually get plenty of warning before an asset class starts to fall out of favor. Right now, it continues to be the U.S. stock market. At some point, it will fall out of favor. But until further notice, it's the U.S. equities market where you should be invested. Now we'll get a little bit more specific when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about earnings season, which we continue in the throes of. And at least I've come to the conclusion over the years, you handle it how you want to handle it, but I just treat it like the rest of the year. But I do reevaluate my stocks after they report earnings, which they're going to do four times a year. So, at least in my opinion, it makes very little sense to sell all your stocks before earnings season and then buy them back. It cuts both ways. Here's another thing I have found. It seems like good stocks, best stocks now that have performed well over the years, they have a higher probability. It seems like, I've never done a scientific study on this, but it just seems to me like they have a higher probability of reporting good earnings. That's how they became best stocks now. They didn't become best stocks now by consistently not meeting up to analyst expectations. So, you know what? I just think investing is all about increasing your odds, increasing your probabilities. There's no way you're going to get a sure thing, and there's no way that you're going to eliminate the risk, all of the risk from investing, but there's certainly ways that you can mitigate the risk. And I believe that one of the ways of mitigating the risk is, number one, beginning by buying very good companies that have had good track records over the years and spreading it out. I own 25 to 30 in a portfolio at any given point in time. And, you know, you just hope that when that quarterly earnings report comes up, you hope that the company continues to do what they've done in the past. And that is be a well-managed company that has performed well for its shareholders. That's what we're looking for in the market. We talked about the big picture in the market. Man, it's important to step back every once in a while. Sometimes we get so lost in the forest, we looking at the trees, we fail to see the big picture, which is the market. Step back, take a deep breath, and realize that the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ have been going up for 4.5 years. On the one hand, you can say, yeah, well, that's a long time. I'm not going to get in now. Problem is, people said that 2 years ago. People said that a year ago, and they've missed out. It's best to be in until the trend changes at some point in time, and then you take action when the trend changes. I report on the market every single week in my newsletter. Here's the big picture of the market. From the big picture of the market, I take it to the next level, the asset classes. I track 45 different asset classes. From gold to cash to being short the market to commodities to international, emerging markets, small caps, mid caps. There's a lot of different choices. A lot of conventional wisdom in the market. And many guys in my business, guys and gals in my business would say, well, you spread it out amongst all the asset classes. You put some here and you put some there and you put some over there. And it all kind of evens out over time. Well, that's probably a good description. It evens out. You don't get very good performance. You get mediocre performance. You don't lose too much. You don't make too much. Me, I would rather strategically move to the asset classes as the conditions in the economy dictate, to the ones that are performing the best. And when they stop performing the best, then I move on. So where are we at? August. We're almost at August. Where are we at with the current asset class rankings? Well, let's just look at the top 7 or 8. That's where I try to focus. Once again, I know I sound like a broken record, but that's a good thing. That means there's a trend in place that we can play, that we can make money with. Small cap stocks. What's a small cap stock, you say? Well, Google's not a small cap stock. Microsoft is not a small cap stock. Those are $100 billion plus market cap companies. Generally speaking, small cap stocks kind of fit in the $300 million to like $2 or $3 billion range in market capitalization. You can look up the market capitalization of your stocks. You can look them up. My app tells you exactly what it is. Or you can look it up on Yahoo or on Microsoft or on Morningstar or whatever financial website you use. Find out what the market capitalization of your stock is. And then you'll know whether you own mid caps, small caps, or large caps, or even mega caps. The action continues to be highly focused, and it has been for the last year and a half, in small cap stocks. Okay? You have a big, big advantage. You've increased your probabilities tremendously if you're not in large cap stocks or large cap international stocks. Completely the opposite. Small cap domestic stocks. Other areas of the market, mid-cap stocks. Well, that's just the next step up, right? A mid-cap stock, a little bit bigger. That generally is in the $3 billion to $10 billion area. That's the second best. And then the micro-cap stocks are also performing well. What do they all have in common? What do the top eight asset classes have in common? They're all stock-related, equities-related. I don't see any bonds in the top eight. They're also domestic. I don't see any foreign investments in the top eight. I don't see any commodities. I don't see any natural resources in the top eight. I have absolutely no exposure to those areas of the market right now. I'm focused and I'm concentrated where the fish are biting. And they're biting in the small cap sector, the mid cap sector. And what does that mean for you, the individual investor? Well, if you have a 401k at work, I'm sure that you have mid-cap funds offered to you or small cap. It doesn't really matter. Growth versus value doesn't really matter. They're all doing well. You probably have international and emerging markets offered to you. I wouldn't have any exposure there. Some people would say, well, you're nuts, Gunderson. That goes against conventional wisdom. You know what? I think writing in a asset class that's doing poorly goes against logic, in my opinion. Just logic. Throw your academic studies out the window and get out into the real world and look around. Man, this is where it's happening. We need to make money. While the sun is shining here, we got to put it away as far as we can. As we come back from Phoenix to San Diego, there's a lot of hay fields, a lot of alfalfa being grown between here and Phoenix. And they're putting that stuff away, and they're making it while the sun shines. Of course, the sun shines year-round out there, but in other parts of the country, they got to make it while the sun shines. And when the sun's not shining, hopefully they've built up enough, or they move to where the sun does shine. The Canadians, big influx of Canadians into the into Arizona and the warm areas of the country when the snows start to hit Canada. They migrate. They go where the sun shines. That's what I believe in doing in the stock market. If you're looking for something that's non-equity related to invest in, non-stock related, you got to go clear down to junk bonds. And if you look at a chart of junk bonds, you'd say, no thanks. So I have all stock exposure right now. I'm the contrarian. I think that's the place to be. And it shows up big time in the huge performance differential this year between the equities market and the stock market. The stock market's up 15. The bond market's down 15. That's a 30% differential. A 50-50 balance fund, you'd be at zero right now. A 100% stock fund, you're up 15%. A 100% bond fund, you're down 15%. You take your choice. The best asset classes in the market for the umpteenth week in a row. Small and mid-cap domestic stocks. You can throw in large-cap domestic stocks too. American stocks. That's where the action is in 2013 until further notice. The worst places to be invested, go ahead. Beat your head against the wall. Continue to short the market. Continue to argue your bearish case of why this market should collapse, of why it's standing on shaky ground, why it's a house of cards ready to collapse. I've heard them all. Maybe at some time it'll come true and it will collapse. But for now, the market is in a 4.5-year-old bull market. Argue to me that you should be sitting in cash. That's the second worst place to be. The inverse of the market is the worst place to be. Cash is the second. Gold is the third worst place to be. And the emerging markets are the fourth worst place to be. I believe in being, right now, 100% invested in stocks that are watched very closely and are managed very tightly. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, given an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. All right, let's go one step further into this market, and then we'll try to do one individual stock. Yeah, I like that one. They reported earnings here already this week, and it's doing pretty good here today. But before we do that, I want to next move into the sectors of the market. How important is this? Okay, if I've determined, and you know, it's up to you. You have to make up your own decisions. I'm not making any recommendations here. I'm giving you my opinion. This is what I'm doing in the market right now as a professional money manager with the money that I've been entrusted with to manage. I have it all in the stock market right now. And I don't always have it in the stock market. There's times when I have other things. I've made a lot of money coming out of 2009 in high yield bonds funds. I made a lot of money in the Chinese FXI. Made a lot of money in REITs and other areas of the market. But right now, it's all about equities. And it's all about U.S. equities. And it's all about small and mid-cap stocks and micro-cap stocks. There's a lot of ways to play that through exchange-traded funds, through mutual funds, and through individual stocks. Now, let's narrow this thing down just a little bit further. Let's take a look at the current rankings of the sectors within the stock market. You've heard of all the different S&P sectors within the stock market. Ford is obviously in the auto sector. Boeing is obviously in the aerospace sector. Apple is obviously in the technology sector, and on and on and on. And within the technology sector, there's all kinds of stocks within that sector. Most of them are mediocre, but there's the superior ones. There's the standout ones. I believe that we can further increase our probability of being successful in the market by being invested in the right sectors of the market. What are the right sectors of the market? Well, you know what? Broken record or not, biotech continues to be one of the hottest sectors in the market. And it's been very good to me over the last couple of years. The drug stocks, big pharma has also been a good place to be. Healthcare providers, let's take a look at some of the healthcare and medical related stocks. They continue to sizzle. A new kid on the block has joined the top eight sectors, and that's the regional banking sector. Why the regional banks, and pretty much the whole bank, let's just call it the whole banking sector. Why are they doing so well? Because they benefit from rising interest rates. While bonds suffer, and while the housing sector, the building and construction sector suffers from high interest rates, the banking sector benefits. So given the point that we're at right now in the economy and the rising interest rate sector, that environment that we're in, doesn't it make more sense to be invested in areas that benefit from rising interest rates as opposed to areas that suffer from rising interest rates? And if I were to throw in a couple more sectors there, the internet sector is actually the number one sector this week, which is the technology sector. The internet sector is companies like Google and Amazon and Priceline and Facebook and Yahoo and LinkedIn and Netflix. That's actually the number one sector in the market this week, along with the biotech sector, along with the drug sector, along with the healthcare providers, along with the regional banking. One more to round out the top eight would be the aerospace sector. For whatever reason, aerospace stocks, Boeing's hitting new highs right now. Those are the sectors to be invested in right now. It's so important to be invested in the right sectors of the stock market. Because if you're in the wrong sectors of the market, it's damaging the performance of your portfolio. If you're in the metals and mining sector, the gold miners and the silver miners, that's the absolute worst sector in the market. If you're in the emerging markets, second worst sector in the market. If you're in anything agricultural, Caterpillar, Deere, Fertilizer, that's the third worst sector of the market. Basic materials, commodities, a very poor sector to be in. So not only is it important, in my opinion, to be in the stock market right now, but you still have to be in the right areas of the stock market. You could have 100% of your money in the stock market right now and still not be doing good because you're in the wrong sectors of the market. Now, my app, the Best Stocks Now app, I invented it for my use. I wanted to know where the best sectors were at any given point in time. I put the formulas in there. I chose the representatives of the sectors that I wanted. I wanted to know where the best asset classes were at any given point in time. I chose the asset classes to choose from. And every day, my app, the Best Stocks Now app, ranks them. So all you got to do is push on asset classes. Boom. There it is. They're ranked from the best asset class to the worst asset class. And that, to me, is vital in managing money because these things will change. They turn around. Now, how important is it, one more time, to be in the right asset classes? The S&P 500 is up 18.6% this year. The emerging markets are down 10%. That's a 28% differential between domestic stocks and foreign stocks. The S&P 500 is up 18.6% this year. Treasuries are down 10.8% this year. That's a difference of 27 percentage points. Gold is up a mere 3 percentage points, call it, this year. It's been a very dull asset class. In my opinion, being in the right asset classes in the market is absolutely vital to the performance of your stocks. Okay, it looks like we're not going to have time. I was going to do one stock. I was going to go through Tenneco, T-E-N, which is an automotive company. It's in the auto sector. It produces products for original equipment manufacturers and the aftermarkets. Yeah, it's the best stock now that I own. It is in the news this week because they did report earnings. And it looks like the stock's responding pretty well to that earnings report. Okay, the tools that I offer, the radio show every single day, we upload it to iTunes. Soon it's going to be all video. You'll be able to watch the radio show instead of just listen to the radio show. We're working on the beta test right now of that product. We have the app, Best Stocks Now. And, of course, the weekly newsletter, Best Stocks Now, which you can get by going to our website at pwstreet.com. Or you can call us at 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.